Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I am Erin Fulton, and we have Erin McKinstry in the studio with us. She's the new Report for America reporter here at KCAW. Thanks, Erin, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Erin.
I got to say, it's weird. Normally, I don't know a lot of other Erins, and I'm not normally in the same space with them, so this has been interesting. Was it Dave, our program director, just has been calling us Erins plural, so glad to know we're unique individuals.
Yeah, I feel like we need nicknames or something.
We probably have to come up with something. We should do it. We shouldn't let them do it. Who knows what they'll come up with. So you're new to Sitka, but you're not new to Alaska. So I guess, where did you grow up in Alaska?
No.
Where'd you come from?
Yeah, I grew up in Missouri, actually, in a small town, smaller than Sitka, south of St. Louis, and left there for college when I was 17. And I first came to Alaska 7 years ago to work for a summer in Denali National Park as a shuttle driver.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I just fell in love with Alaska and came back 2 years later and worked in McCarthy, which is in the middle of Wrangell-St. Elias National Park. Mm-hmm. It's kind of in the eastern part of the state. And I fell in love with that place as well and fell in love with my partner there. And we built a house there and have been living there for 5 years before I came here.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
So what was it that, so you went to school in Missouri and you came up here to Alaska. What made you decide to choose the Report for America whole organization?
Yeah.
And what inspired you to, I guess, to come to Southeast?
Yeah, for sure. Well, a couple things. So I actually just had KCAW and Raven Radio on my radar mm-hmm. because it's a great station. And public radio in Alaska is just like very strong. So when I saw KCAW actually advertising the position, that's how I came into it.
Okay.
And it's partly funded by Report for America. And I also had some friends from graduate school that had done Report for America. So there was that. And then Southeast, a couple years ago, I took the ferry up from Bellingham in January and got to sort of explore Southeast a little bit on the boat. And I just thought it was really beautiful. It's a very different landscape from the boreal forest that I'm used to, all the greenery and the rainforest. And so, yeah, just something new, being by the water, seeing a new part of Alaska. It's really exciting.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So when you, back to, I guess, your education, your early days, did you start going into things like, yep, I want to be a journalist, I want to tell stories? What was your path to get to radio reporting?
Yeah, so originally my bachelor's is in languages, so Spanish and German and dance. So not journalism at all. But my mother was a journalist, actually. She worked for the community newspaper, and I've always loved to write, and I've always loved podcasts since they became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so at some point, I was just thinking really deeply about what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, and I decided to go to grad school for journalism and at the University of Missouri. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
So when you went back for journalism, did you originally think for radio broadcast, or were you just kind of playing the field, thinking, I want to tell stories of people, but how do I want to tell
it? I think I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. So I kind of tried out a bunch of different stuff. I did some newspaper stuff, some magazine stuff, and just had my first radio class and just loved it a lot. And I worked on a podcast as well. I just think, like, in radio, actually hearing the person's voice and the intimacy of that, mm-hmm. and it just adds a whole nother layer to your story. I love using sounds to create an environment for people, and so they really feel like they're there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it makes, even just when you are reading this transcript of a story versus hearing it, it is really amazing just to hear the inflection in people's voices, like saying all the other sounds to make a whole world for people inside their own heads.
Yeah.
Are there any particular kind of topics or different types of stories that you find yourself mostly drawn to?
I've written a lot about food and agriculture. Coming from the Midwest, agriculture was just mm-hmm. a huge part of things there. My grandparents were farmers. My parents grew up on farms. So I've written some for Edible Alaska, and I have a podcast actually, and I'm working on a second season of that, and it's all about agriculture. So in Alaska, which is super interesting, and definitely looks a lot different from the Midwest.
Very different. Yeah, yeah. I'm another Midwest girl. I grew up in Minnesota, and the rolling fields of corn don't really see that here.
Nope, definitely not. Although there are some places here that look weirdly like the Midwest, you would be surprised.
Ooh,
Delta Junction.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put that on my list to get like really tripped out.
But yeah, so definitely those kinds of stories. I love doing profiles. I love doing just sort of really delving into someone's personal story and putting that on the radio as well. But I'm open to all the stuff.
Right on. Just like any experiences. And you're here for a full year, so you get to see the whole, I mean, I guess you could say all sides of Sitka, but I guess you're kind of exploring the whole new journey that what Sitka is now looking like in the midst of all this global uncertainty.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And before I came here, like I had been in McCarthy, which is much smaller than Sitka and very, very isolated. And so this was my first experience being out in the world in the era of COVID.
Yeah.
So that's like a whole new thing as well. But yeah. That's good.
So do you have any plans? So you're here. Is your partner still up in McCarthy in the cabin?
Yeah.
Any plans for him to come visit or to other visiting family members? Do you still have family back in Missouri?
I do. Yeah. I think probably no family members coming to visit. Some friends from McCarthy probably. And then my partner will come in the winter and stay through the winter. Yeah,
that'll be cool. So right now you're heading out on your own to this wild, wild world that is Sitka, Alaska.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So do you have any, besides like the reporting aspect of things, are there any things that you want to try to experience that is like that's you can do here in Southeast that maybe you can't experience in McCarthy?
Yeah, so we don't have the ocean. I mean, we have rivers and lakes, but we don't have this beautiful sound. So I've never been sea kayaking. I mean, I've been sailing some, but I really want to get out on the water more is the thought. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. There's a lot to be able to experience even in a small place like Sitka. There is a year's worth of adventures to be had here and stories to tell.
Yeah.
So we have pretty awesome people here in this town. I'm sure you've already come to experience that. I'm sure you'll be able to go with on some adventures and do some awesome things. Well, is there anything that you're working on particularly now? Like any stories that you have brewing? Are you keeping it close to the chest? Or are you still just kind of like getting the lay of the land for what kind of stories you want to tell?
Yeah, I mean, I've got quite a few in the docket. Hopefully they'll come out this week. I went to the airport on Saturday to see how the COVID screening process is going there. So that should come out this week and all kinds of stuff. A big part of what I've been hired to do is to cover the smaller communities in the listening area. So not Sitka, but, you know, Tenneke, Pelican, all of those. And I'm excited about that. I'm from a really small community in Alaska, so hopefully I can relate a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, definitely. It's, I'm sure there's, many similarities with just knowing everyone in your community very well and just those kind of dynamics. But yeah, it's a different sort of isolation when you're, you know, way back on a road versus way back on an island somewhere.
Sure. Yes. So
That'll be interesting to see. And yeah, that'll be a really interesting lens to come through. You said it's a small town in Missouri, small town in Alaska, all those different lenses to see things through.
Yeah. And I have lived in a city too, so I'm not just a small town person.
You've experienced it and you're like, it's real, it's fun. Not real fun. I'm gonna try something new.
Yeah.
Or go back to, I guess, the familiar, the nice, intimate. I like the small towns too.
Me too.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, other Erin McKinstry, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. It'll be great to have you explore Sitka with us here, and I'm looking forward to all the stories you're going to be telling for us.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.